Tita Brooks here. Welcome to the Single Moms Brunch Podcast. Yes, we are going to chat it up, ladies. Yes, we are. Where we have conversations about mindsets, opportunities, money, and definitely success. Go grab your mimosa, your eggs Benedict, or maybe even your Eggo waffle and join the conversation. Lakita Rooks here. Welcome to another episode of the Single Moms Brunch Podcast. Thank you all so much for joining me today. So today, moms, we're talking about motivation for moms on Mother's Day. Yes, I'm celebrating all of the amazing rockstar moms out here in the world. Yes, you are amazing. And I just thank you, moms, so much for rocking with me. And surprisingly, I started the Single Moms Brunch Podcast for single moms, and I was shocked. I actually have married moms that also listen. So thank you all so much for supporting me and definitely for sharing and subscribing to the podcast. And make sure you get the word out to all the other moms you believe can benefit. So whether you're a married mom, single mom, unmarried mom, you know, divorced mom, mom going through something, mom in a situationship, whatever type of mom you are, you're still a mom and life happens. So whatever is going on, I need you to make the best of the situation, right? Because life happens. So many things occur that are outside of our control. And yes, there are pieces that we can control, but there are tons of things we can't control. So I just need you to make the best out of life and whatever that is. And that doesn't mean you're just a sitting duck, just waiting on someone to do something for you. No, like you're out here and you are going to make it happen. I need you to make it happen, mom. And for the month of May, what do you need to get freedom from? Do you need freedom from overthinking? Freedom from being a superwoman? Freedom from being a people pleaser? Freedom from just being lackadaisical about life and just hoping on a wish and just a prayer that something's going to happen? No. Whether you have faith, whether you don't believe in faith, whatever it might, whatever you believe in, you still have to believe in something and put in the work. So what do you need to get free from in the month of May, mom? And my wish for you, mom, is that you do not wait on anyone to celebrate you. No, ma'am. No. I need you to celebrate yourself unapologetically. Mother's Day is every day. You don't just wake up and just like, oh, today is my magical day. No, ma'am. I need you to celebrate yourself every day. And I believe you can have a mindset shift, mom. Yes, I believe you can have that mindset shift. For me, my mindset shift didn't happen until I got sick and tired of being sick and tired. So I need you to have a mindset shift to know and be confident that you can profit in life and design the life you want for you and your child. Yes, ma'am. Like I said, I had to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. Now, I don't know what it's going to be for you, but whatever it is, I need you to get to that point sooner than later. And if you ever said that I wish this, or you know that you don't like your circumstances right now, you don't know, you don't like the environments that you're in, you don't like the people that you're in, you don't like the career that you have, you don't like the job that you have, you don't like the fact that you had to choose your job over your child. Yep, I said it. So many moms had to do that in this season. You don't like the fact you had to quit your job in order to stay at home, because now your job wouldn't allow you to, I guess, work from home or whatever the situation was. You want to still be able to do both, whatever that is. I need you to get to that point of that mindset shift. So like I said, for me, it took being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Hopefully it doesn't take you that long, but whatever it is, I need you to have that mindset shift. And you can have that mindset shift so you can profit in life and design the life that you want for you and your child. Because it's not just about you. You're a mom. And you might wear other hats. You might be in a relationship. You might be a wife. You might be a girlfriend. You might be you know, someone, you might have other people that you care for, like elderly parents, but whatever it is, I need you to think about you first and also your child second. And if you're married, yes, you know, you want to think about your spouse also, but I need you to have the profit mindset. I need you to have a mindset that says you will profit in life, and not just financially, in all aspects of your life. Whatever area you're not profiting in right now, I need you to profit in those areas. So I need you to get that mindset shift, mom. And in order for you to get to that next level, or even if it's not even the next level, in order for you to really do the things you want to do, mom, I know that you can create opportunities. Now, you might not know how to create opportunities. You might not know where to go to create opportunities, but you have the ability to create opportunities. So I need you, mom, to create opportunities for yourself that will benefit you and your child. And I have this amazing listener named Melissa. And Melissa, when I say she is rocking it, she is rocking it. Like, she's a married mom. She does listen to the podcast. She has two like small kids. It's under five, I want to say. And, you know, she's not just a mom. She's not just, you know, a wife. She's also a business owner. And with Melissa, she's a chef. So, as you know, with chefs, they cook. But you know what? Melissa had this mindset, was like, you know what? I want to get residual income. So how am I going to get residual income? So she put herself out there. She networked and she connected with the organization that also is in alignment, right, with health and fitness, to where she can get residual income coming in her doing some meal prep and other things. So you have to expand your horizon and really think about, especially if you're a business owner, how are you going to get that residual income? And definitely if you're a single mom, like, that's how I've been able to accomplish the things that I've accomplished, through residual income. I partnered with a nonprofit, and, you know, I help individuals with maintaining permanent housing, along with coaching, you know, moms on how to profit in life and mindset, opportunity, success, and all that good stuff. So then you can really live the life that you want. So how are you going to get the residual? So yes, as a chef, she could definitely continue making money, preparing, you know, meals for one family and things of that nature. But to take her business to that next level and to get that ongoing stream of income, she partnered with the business. And like I said, I did the same thing in my business. I partnered with the nonprofit. So what opportunities can you create? Or even if you work a 9-to-5, that's cool. I've done that too. So if you've worked that 9-to-5, think about what is the next level, I guess, above, or the next step up that you would like to achieve in your particular profession. Like, what is that? And seek those opportunities. Like, don't be scared. Create opportunities, mom. I need you to create opportunities for yourself that will benefit you and your child. Like I said, Melissa's doing it. I'm doing it. And so can you, mom. Yes, you can create those opportunities so then you can profit in life and do what you really want in your life. And mom, I need you to think about this. You can really have what you want, but before you can have what you really want, you have to know what you really want. And guess what? I'm not saying it's easy. No, it's not easy at all. It is not an easy feat. Like, I teeter-totter frequently about, okay, I have a grandiose vision to build this nonprofit with affordable housing for individuals that's considered working poor within that paycheck to paycheck type of, I guess, socioeconomic status. They're the people that don't make enough money to really venture into home ownership, but they make too much money to get government assistance. So those are the people that I'm truly passionate about. And that is one of my projects. So building that nonprofit in order to have affordable housing and wraparound services. But also I do group coaching for moms, and I'm also building out the online program right now. And soon I will be doing I'm currently doing the pre-launch for the Profit Lab for Moms. So definitely go to workwithlakita.com. Once again, that is workwithlakita.com. That is LEQUITA.com to find out about my pre-launch for the Profit Lab for Moms. So with that, those are three different things I've talked about, but guess what? I'm still a mom and I still run a business, right? So I have to really think about, what do I really want in big picture? So just kind of kind of hang with me for a second, Mom. Big Picture is a completely 100% location independent business. So that is my big vision, right? And right now, I would say I'm about 90% there. So I'm really, really, really close to the goal. But out of those three things I named, right, whether it's the nonprofit, group coaching, or building out just a online program that's available on demand, which of those three would you think would be the one that I should focus on right now to get me to that larger goal? Well, let me tell you, the answer is three. So number three is the answer, which is the online program. But I'll tell you why the other two are still good ideas, but they're not right now ideas. So when you think about your life, think about what you really want and then think about what needs to happen today, right? That's in alignment, that's going to get you a step closer to what that big goal is. So number one, the nonprofit. Yes, that would be amazing. But the first thing I need to do with the nonprofit is, if I know that I want a location independent business, that implies that I might not want to be in Jacksonville, Florida. So I need to already have the funding to hire an executive director to run that. So that's why that can't happen now. Number two, group coaching. Yes, that can help happen now. And it is currently happening, but I don't need to invest my time and energy into marketing the group coaching in this second, because group coaching will, you know, it will build and I'll get more and more and more moms as time progress. So yes, that is one, that's an area that's going to allow me to have a location independent lifestyle, but it's not the area I should focus on at this second, right? When it comes to my marketing and ad spend and all that stuff. Number three is going to be that number one option for right now. So number three, which is building out the online program. And like I said, I'll be hosting the pre-launch very soon. So be on the lookout for that online program for Profit Labs for moms. But that is the priority, because then once the complete, you know, program is up and running, it's on demand, that is residual income on an ongoing basis, right? Where it could just, you know, happen while I'm still sleeping at night. So that is where I need you to get to, Mom. So for, in your life, I gave you the perspective from a business standpoint, but in your life, what is it that you really want? And what do you need to think about right now that needs to get done at this moment to get you to what you really want, Mom? And hope, oh, Mother. I love that you have hope. Yes, you have hope. And if you don't have hope, I believe that you can have hope. Yes, you can have hope. Yes, hope is something greater than you. Hope to be here another day. Hope to live the life you really want. Hope to have amazing kids. Hope to have the career that you desire. But along with your hope, I need you to combine it with some strategy. Yes. Because for those of you who might be spiritual or not, faith without works is dead. So I'm by no means am I a theologian or a preacher or none of that type of stuff. But I do firmly believe faith without works is dead. And it's the same concept. Hope plus strategy equals success. So if you just have hope and you don't have any strategy, then nothing's going to happen, because for the most part, there's always something that you need to do on your end. And whatever you believe in is going to put that extra on what you're currently doing or bring you the right people that you need in your life. So I need you to combine your hope with strategy, Mom, so you can achieve success. So hope plus strategy equals success. So you got that, Mom? You got to have both. And what is energizing? Like, you can be energized. I know it, Mom. You can have people and things around you that's going to energize you. That's going to make you light up, make you blossom, make you thrive. So, Mom, in this season, I need you to energize yourself with people, things, and content that nurture your soul. And hopefully the Single Mom's Breath podcast is one of those things that nurture your soul. But I need you to get connected to the right energy sources. So listen, I was reading in a Facebook group the other day. Oh my gosh. And this mom, She's a new mom. Baby is like 6 months old. She's married and she is so frustrated. And just, she sounded so drained at the idea of house hopping on Mother's Day. She's like, well, I'm a new mom. I want to spend time with my baby and my husband, but I got to go see this mom. I got to go see that mom. I got to go see this mom. So she named at least 5 different houses she needs to go to. So hopefully this is not you, mom, but if it is you, let me tell you, you come first, okay? You are the priority. So if it does not energize you, don't do it. Stop trying to people please. Like, listen, ironically, with my parenting schedule or my time sharing schedule with my co-parent, my daughter seems like she's never with me on Mother's Day. And guess what? It's okay. I'm a mother all the time, and she's with me 60% of the time. So I capitalize and enjoy those times that she's with me. And for Mother's Day, I'm actually going to be in Los Cabos, Mexico on the beach. So when you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to be at my all-inclusive resort, living my best life by myself. Okay? Enjoying myself from Thursday until Tuesday. Okay? So you don't have to go to everybody's house. And matter of fact, my mom will be getting her gift on like Thursday in the mail. And then my grandmother, she'll be surprised when she goes to the hair salon next week. And I've already paid for her hair to get done. So it's tons of ways that you can support the other moms that's in your life, but don't feel obligated to go see everybody. If you want to see them, cool. But if it's causing you stress, heartache, you're feeling overwhelmed, you don't know how you're going to get it all done, listen, don't do it. Energize you, energize yourself with people, things, and content that nurture you. And if it is draining you, it has to go. It has to go, mom. Energize you. Stop people pleasing. All right. I need you to energize you. And I believe that you can. And I need you to know that right now is the time. Yes, it is your time, mother. It is your season, mom. It is your season. But you know what? In order for your season to fully blossom to what you need it to be, you have to make a decision. You, mom, you have to make a decision to design the life you want for you and your child. If you ever said, I wish this is happening, then guess what that means? That means that you need to figure out how you're going to make that wish a reality. And listen, right now is the time. I can't believe I have a 16-year-old. I am still floored that I have a 16-year-old. And I'm like, where did the time go? And I'm just so thankful. When I say I am thankful that when my daughter was 3, I got to a point where I was sick and tired and sick and tired. And I didn't just say I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. No, I talked it through with a friend to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. I put together a plan and I executed on that plan. So right now is your time, mom. Don't wait. If you know that your life is not looking the way you want it to be, you know that you can't provide for your child the way you want to, you know you don't have the time for your child, you know you don't have the energy for your child, you know you don't have the time to do the things that you want to do, you know you don't have the time just for you, the time is right now, mom. Right now. I need you to know that right now is the time for you to make that decision to really create and design that life that you really want right now, not tomorrow, not next week, not a month from now. Like, I need you to make it happen right now because this time is going to fly. And like I said, I would have never guessed I would have a 16-year-old at this point. I would have never even thought my life would even be like this right now. Like, what? I'm just a single mom, one income household. And I'm just flying off to Mexico, like Thursday through Tuesday at all inclusive just to enjoy me and do whatever my heart desires. But guess what? The only reason I can do that now is because of a decision I made when my daughter was 3. The only reason I could quit my 9-to-5 when my daughter was being kicked out of school to go pursue business full time and homeschool my daughter full time because she needed me. As a single mom, she needed me. The only reason I can do that is because of the decision that I made when she was 3. The only reason I'm a full-time business owner today is because of the decision that I made when she was 3. Do y'all hear me? And my baby is 16 now. But it was because of the decisions when she was 3. I need you to do it now, Mom, right now. Whatever it is that's holding you back, I need you to do it right now. And S, and listen, self-preservation. You are your number one priority. And I know, Mom, you're like, well, I have this. Bump all of that. You can focus on you, because I need you to know self-preservation is your only option to truly profit in life by any means necessary, as Malcolm X said. You need to make sure you are taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. Yes, you have to put your mask on first. And I know it's a cliche at this point. I know you've heard so many people say it, but I'm not just saying it to you. What I'm saying is that I need you to do it right now. Like, you have to think about you and what's best for you. Because guess what? Whether you're overextending yourself for your family, you're overextending yourself for your husband, you're overextending yourself for your job, whatever you are overextending yourself for, and even some of you moms, when the churches were open, you were overextending yourself for the church. Whatever it is you're overextending yourself for, guess what? That when you are dead and gone, all those things are going to keep moving without you. It don't mean that they're not going to miss you, but guess what? Things are not going to stop. So I don't know what has to happen in your life, Mom, for you to believe in self-preservation. I don't know. And hopefully nothing bad has to happen after you listen to this podcast. Okay, after you listen to this podcast, hopefully you go ahead and you make a decision before anything happens to focus on you and what you need to do for your well-being. Because without your well-being, you're not going to be able to do nothing else. And even if you're gone, they're going to figure it out without you. So by any means necessary, Mama, I need you today to make sure you are taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and financially. And Mom's Mother's Day is your life every day. So I need you to embrace and value your life, your child, and those that are closest to you. Don't wait for tomorrow, because tomorrow is not promised. Give yourself your own flowers every day. And I mean that. And it doesn't have to physically be flowers per se, but literally. And guess what? And your number one way you can do that, you know how, Mom? And it's free. It's self-preservation. Self-preservation. Think about you before you make any decisions. And if you know that it's not energizing you, you know that it's something that doesn't have to be done. You're just making a choice because you feel uncomfortable telling people no. Then I need you to put you first. And that's the first way you can give yourself flowers every day, Mom. Every day. Yes. And I just want to leave you all with a few words. So this past week, this gentleman named Chris, and, you know, rest in life, Chris. So I did not know Chris personally, right? I didn't know him personally. We're Facebook friends, but I didn't know him personally. But the interesting thing was about Chris is that I'm connected with so many people that's actually close to him. I met his sister like maybe 6 or 7 years ago at a conference in Baltimore and didn't even know that was his sister. Have another friend that's close, that was his actual uncle, that I didn't even know was his uncle. Then I have my best friend. his friend is actually close with this person. So whoever Chris was, which like I said, I didn't know him personally, but Chris truly left an amazing legacy. So many people have posted about all of the great things about Chris. But you know what's so sad about it, Moms? is that they did not give Chris his flowers when he was alive. And I'm not saying nobody didn't, but I am confident that 95% of the people that have posted positive things about him never gave him his flowers when he was alive. So moms, for Mother's Day, give the people you love, the people that's closest to you, give them their flowers now. And most importantly, give you your flowers now. Chris posted a message on April 29th talking about finances and how we need to teach our youth about how to save money and credit and just, you know, making sure we have our money right and home ownership. So I was throw this message upon you. So I don't know, why is it that Chris had this Facebook Live on April 29th that talked about finances and savings and teaching our kids so they can build wealth, have home ownership. So I'm bestowing that information upon you. I don't know why he gave that message to the world on April 29th. And do you know, by the night of April 30th, Chris was dead. So that was pretty much his last message to the world. So I don't know what it means. And like I said, I didn't know the gentleman personally, but clearly I was connected with him in an indirect way with so many people that I know personally that actually knew him and all the messages that people have posted about him. So take that message and just run with it and make sure, you know, talk to your kids about finances. And I just took a few words from Beyonce, because as I was typing up my presentation I normally do with my podcast, you know, this song came on. It was Beyonce, "I Was Here." So I want to leave these last few words with you all. When I leave this world, I'll leave no regrets. Be something to remember so they won't forget. I want to say I lived every day, each day until I died. I know that I had something in somebody's life. The hearts I have touched will be proof that I leave, that I made a difference, and this world will see. I just want them to know that I gave my all, did my best, brought someone some happiness, left this world a little better just because I was here. Moms. Moms, 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 right now, today is the day to work towards building your legacy for whatever that might be. It doesn't mean you want to be a millionaire, a billionaire. It doesn't have to mean any of that. Even something as simple as, for me, you know, me doing a Single Moms Brunch podcast is me leaving my legacy. It's going to be something that other moms and other individuals can listen to later in life. Right? So whatever your legacy was going to be, let the world know you were here. Let your kids know you were here. Nothing is more important than your male well-being is number one. And number two, your kids knowing that you are here, you are there for them, that they are loved, that you brought them happiness, that you brought them joy. Give your all, live like it's your last. You prepare today for your future, but you also make the best of the present. I want to know you was here. Your kids want to know you were here. Your kids want to know you were present. Your kids are going to remember all of those amazing experiences. That is what they're going to remember, Mom. So this is a dedication for Rest in Life for Chris, who sent us an amazing post about finances and mortgages on April 29th. And on April 30th, he died in a freak car accident. So this was not planned. He had no idea. He was preparing for a gala in a few months. So listen, Mom, today is the day. The time is now. You were here, and I need your kids and those closest to you to know you were here and that you were present for them. And Mom, make sure you download your free profit playbook for moms today. Yes, I've created a profit playbook just based on the different moms that I've coached moms that I work with in my therapy practice, and just posts that I've seen on Facebook. I created this profit playbook for you moms. So make sure you go to workwithlaquita.com. That is work with LEQUITA.com to get your free profit playbook. And mom, if you have people and things in your life that you don't like, change it. I am Laquita Brooks, and I look forward to chatting with you next Sunday at 11 a.m. And I thank you all so much for always being there for me. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for supporting the podcast. You all rock. Yes, thank you. Thanks, Mom, for joining me today at the Single Moms Brunch Podcast. Yes. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and tell all the other moms that you know about it. And you know what, Mom? I can't let you go without giving you a free gift. So make sure you go to www.singlemomsbrunch.com. Once again, that is singlemomsbrunch.com. To get your free gift. I am Laquita Brooks, and remember, you are not a single mom. You are a mom that is single.